Smart or stupid?
Yeah, I say this is both, maybe. It's stupid. It's a stunt that is stupid.
Right.
Okay, and I can smell the wings now.
Oh.
Comedian Jimmy Cash is in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. And Jay from Dewdrop in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, so AJ, what are we doing?
This is the Hot Wing Challenge, or the Hot Challenge. You go, each wing is a different level of hotness.
Okay.
So you start with the mildest of the bunch, and you go up in heat, and you see basically where you tap out.
This, how far do you think he's going to get, Jay?
I think he'll make it at six. He'll make it to at least five.
Five or six?
We got to make him try to six one regardless if he wants to or not.
Okay. So if he starts wanting to bail at like three or four, we jump over to six?
Just right to six.
Yeah, we jump right to six.
Okay.
I don't think he'll bail.
I can live with that.
So six, what do you think that will do to a human?
I took that sauce out of retirement, by the way, just for today.
Out of retirement?
Oh! Yes.
You retired a sauce?
Yes, I had to stop doing it at the bar because
it was melting cups?
It was melting people.
Melting people. Nice.
That puddle over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was Mike.
Right. Yeah. Careful, you almost stepped in Mike. Mike's sauce all over the bathroom. Great.
This is fantastic.
I don't want to be Mike.
Oh, it smells great.
It smells awesome.
The wings smell great.
It does smell awesome.
By the way, Jimmy, I know you know you're from Massachusetts and you're making your way into Connecticut. But anytime anyone mentions hot wings anywhere in the state.
Yep.
Dewdrop and Derby is always mentioned.
Yep.
It's one of the top places to get wings in the state.
It's a must go.
Yep. It's a must go.
Oh, yeah. They look delicious.
Absolute must go.
They look great.
And I love Jay, by the way. We asked to make wings for this event. He brings in so many.
I brought
many
it for everybody. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. That's great.
Nice.
Okay, AJ.
Okay. So now, which is what's the lowest one?
So I would say start at the left. See, the hottest ones are on the bottom. So start up top.
Okay.
And I put them in like kind of order going towards the right.
It just says hot on top.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll make it first. He'll make it past the three or four.
Okay. So I'm going. Start with hot. I'm a hot person. So here we go. Start with hot.
Now, when you say you're a hot person, what does that mean?
I like spice.
Are you complimenting yourself on your hot?
No, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm a hot person.
This is nice. It's got a garlic flavor to it. It's got a little bit of kick, but a nice garlic flavor.
Okay, good.
All right, this is the one. This is the number one.
Right.
Yeah, this is your standard hot.
Right.
You know, I can't burn people's faces off with this. This is traditional buffalo. Yeah.
This is the vanilla ice cream of wings.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
But a heat, like you feel the heat.
Don't put the wing that you ate from next to the wings that haven't been eaten.
Why?
Because we might want one.
Those are those over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you just use a plate for? Thank you.
All right.
Manners.
I have none. You know that.
We'll look it up later.
Yes, manners.
You didn't even finish the wing. It looks like.
I know you didn't.
Yeah.
Like there's meat on that. Boom.
That's quite a bit.
Okay,
of,
I didn't know.
Kids starving in China.
I thought you wanted to move the bit along. Sorry. Okay. So here I am eating a wing.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
This is what hot people do.
No.
Finish their meals.
People like hot.
They'll put their discarded bones on other people's
food. You know what's great? I'm going to show you how to perform a trachea with a bone on Phil later.
Okay. You should learn how to eat wings, by the way. I could eat a wing and I could put the wing in my mouth and pull it out and all the meat's gone.
Yeah.
It's really, it's quite simple.
I prefer to do it the regular way.
Human?
The 3-minute way.
You eat human style. I eat caveman style.
I like to taste the food.
Okay. Right.
All right, so now I'm moving on to kick ass.
Oh, good. I like kick ass.
So this is like a cream-based sauce.
Okay.
A lot of spices in it. Again.
Oh, smells good.
Yeah, it's delicious. One of our best sellers.
What pepper am I smelling in here?
Just black ground pepper.
Really? Okay.
It's got a little cayenne, a little chili powder in it.
I smell cayenne.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right, if you can't handle ground black pepper.
Well, this is good. also cayenne. I'm telling you, trachea. I mean, Bill.
This is stunt or stupid, and we believe this is both simultaneously.
So far, this is awesome.
AJ's taking on hot wings. So, yeah, this is really the best part of this whole stunt or stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
You get to eat some hot wings.
Right.
This is the part where he thinks he's brave and he thinks he could do it. And then the final couple hit, and he thinks, well, I'm going to regret this.
No, our bathroom's going to regret later.
Yeah, I was going to say the bathroom's going to regret it even more.
You washing it down with coffee, or?
Yeah, what are you washing it down with?
Nothing.
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 He's got hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I can't see having coffee and wings. It's like when you see an old person eating a cheeseburger.
Piece of meat.
Sorry. I told you, no manners.
All right, now
I'm moving on to Hotter Than Hot.
Ooh, which
sounds like,
hot.
Sounds like a Kiss album. Hot, hot, hotter than hot! You know you're going to eat it alone. Hot, hot! Okay.
I got to tell you, there's something about the smell of wings that just makes me happy.
Yeah. It's a pheromone for guys. It really is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is this scientific or just from the world of AJ's brain?
I get horny.
Okay.
Next one. Just the opinion of a hot person.
It's gross. Are you horny right now?
No. As far as you know.
I didn't believe that.
I'm Italian. I'm Italian, Puerto Rican. I'm born horny.
Great.
Ruth just like step four steps back.
I don't blame her.
Yes, she did.
She's like, ew. Okay. Hot and hot.
All right.
Wow.
How is it?
Delicious.
You should take a bite and then give us a little, you know, report. All right, so act like you just took the first bite and not chewed down the whole wing.
It's very tasty. It's also very misleading because it's kind of like, you ever like break wind in the shower? At first, it's just your sound, and it just goes boo. Right now, the boo part's going on. Like my mouth is starting to burn.
Late hitting heat.
Right. Thank you. Late hitting heat. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. One less.
You want to do one more of those? Do another one of those.
No, let's do another one of these.
No. Do another one of those.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hotter than hot.
Hotter than hot.
Okay. By the way, if tomorrow I'm not in the show, because I can't leave my bathroom, we'll remember this moment.
It doesn't seem like you've really been phased by these three just yet.
You have an interesting way of eating wings.
AJ goes for the cleanest finger possible, I think, is how he's holding it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I want to be a mess. It's good though. This is the sauce is tasty as hell, but here comes.
Oh no!
It's layering now.
Yeah,
yeah.
AJ's eating different levels of hot wings from Dewdrop and Derby.
First of all, these wings are delicious. They're cooked perfectly because I like them when they're crunchy.
Yeah, how did you do that? Because we're not in your place.
Yeah,
right now.
I mean it is more difficult when you got to take them, you know, travel with them. So, but you know, I cook them a little longer than normal.
Right.
There's really no way.
I mean, you really do make awesome wings.
Yeah.
You really do.
Always better when you're there. They're just so crispy coming right out the fryer.
Right.
Brought right to the table.
Right.
But it's hard to keep that difficulty taking it to go.
Look at his face.
My lips feel like I kissed
look at the camera.
My lips feel like I kissed a muffler. Like I was taking a catalytic converter. It was hot in Atlanta.
I think that's a t-shirt.
Yes.
My lips feel like they kissed a muffler.
Okay. Am I allowed to use dippings?
No.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Sorry.
No, it's a challenge.
You could have.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of a challenge.
Trey Yami, glass, Bill.
You asked the question.
Okay, so now we're gonna move on to the habanero.
Okay. What level are we on?
This is wing four.
Number four of six.
Yes.
Four of six.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Take a smell and then tell us what you...
Ooh, I can really smell peppers in this one.
Yeah.
Like hot peppers. Mm. That hot pepper smell.
Well, it'd be bad if it was cold peppers.
Yeah, kind of like, No, you smell the hot peppers, yeah.
Well, that's just straight habanero, so there's nothing involved
habanero.
In it. Just seasoning to, you know, give it a little extra flavor.
Right, this is just death, yes.
What do you think this is on, like, a Scoville unit?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's...
I don't know.
I mean, habaneros are... the hottest pepper before you get into what he's going to have next, like ghost peppers and things like that.
Oh,
but
Lord.
It's not that high.
See, I didn't read that because the ink melted.
Stay tuned. I'm telling you,
the ink melted on the ghost ones. Okay, so here we go, habanero.
I feel like this is the beginning of the Scoville unit where people start to experience not just hot but pain.
I noticed my hair is straightening out as I'm eating these.
Your eyebrows are gone.
Which is good. Yeah, which is good. Wait to see my intestines.
You have no hair left in your nose.
What's hair?
There goes bite one.
Okay, bite one of habanero.
Now just take a bite. Chew that. Let it simmer.
Set in. Coat your tongue a little.
So far, so good.
Not convinced.
No.
No. It's very tasty.
Okay.
It's yeah, it's good.
This is great. Happy Monday to me.
It's good. By the way, you're doing the next live reading. I don't think the client wants me talking like this. Hey, more.
Yeah, you got to finish the wing.
I'm going to finish you in a second. It's very tasty, first of all. It's very, very tasty.
It smells great. Mm. It smells awesome. Like, really good. He just shook his head. It was like he just experienced whiplash.
He's just getting horny.
That's right. He's getting hornier as we go.
Right. That's me.
All right.
Okay, I did four.
That's four.
He did that head shake when, like, a horse doesn't want to make a jump. It was like...
What's going on? Talk to us.
Oh, boy.
It's painful. The front of my tongue is burned.
Really?
Yeah, my lips feel like they're burned. And inside my mouth feels like it's burned.
Huh.
Basically, I feel burned.
No, try to talk correctly.
Okay, I'm trying to.
All right.
It's really, very, really hot. Like, it's like, as I'm talking, it's getting worse.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's getting worse. Like
that's cool.
Like, who's that Fantastic Four? Flame on!
Yeah. The flame. The flame just stuck his hand in your mouth or something else.
I noticed when it came to the wings, right? When it came to the wings, the hot, there was like five. The kick-ass, there was four. With hotter than hot, there was four. Habanero, three. Ghost pepper, three. Like the last, the hot ones.
It's kicking in.
Yes.
This is great.
Oh, no.
But are you signaling for help now, or what's going on?
Right. So far I did hot, kick-ass, hotter than hot, and habanero. Now I'm moving on to ghost.
Ghostly habanero.
Ghostly habanero.
Oh,
I just saw ghostly,
boy.
And then the rest of the word is melted. It's gone. But it's probably part of the wing now.
How are you feeling right now?
Right now, hot. Like just sitting there for a couple moments.
You sound better. Like you've had some time to.
Yeah. To quell for a little bit.
Dip it in the sauce. It slipped off a little bit.
Dip it in the sauce.
Okay.
You scare me when you say that.
Yeah, you got to get in there.
Oh, boy.
That was cruel.
Just so you know, if anybody tailgates me later, I'm throwing a wing at them. What happened? You dropped the wing.
All right.
Here we go. Ghostly habanero. Here we go.
What's the initial taste?
Death.
Yeah. Oh, boy. There's quite a physical reaction. He's stomping like a horse.
Oh, no.
His face is contorted.
That's the face I like to see when someone eats them. The face of, oh no. Crap, what did I do?
Yeah. See fear.
Well.
Oh.
Hey. Oh.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Help.
Help.
Do I need a wing?
Yeah. No?
Said no.
That was one bite.
So I don't know what to do here. Like, do we just let AJ do, you know, do you want to stop? Anytime you want to stop this challenge, just say, I'm good.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Oh, I think my last one.
All right. What's that?
He's bailing on five.
Oh,
he's going right
wow.
to the last
this,
one.
So this one's so bad, so hot, that you can't even finish it.
He won't finish the wing.
You look like you're in pain.
He can't even speak. He's just
out?
Using hand motions.
You're out. You're out.
Don't touch your face.
Don't touch anything with your hands, whatever you do.
You want some milk? Have some milk. All right.
Oh, my God.
This is, wow, really
don't,
bad.
Yeah, don't touch your glasses or the mic.
Definitely don't touch your eyeballs.
I think you should touch your beans.
Refresh the ball.
Watch your hands, AJ. Don't touch that one.
Don't spew.
You coming back? He's taking milk now.
There's all kinds of gargling going on.
What are you, like, swishing it around in your mouth? Yeah. Trying to get all that. Trying to get that out. You feel a little better now?
No.
Really? Your eyes are tearing.
Mm-hmm.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Well, now we know how to get him to stop talking if we ever have to.
How many Scoville units do you think that one was, Jay?
Oh, man. I mean, that's got to be a few hundred, I'd say.
Ghost goes over a million.
Yeah.
So the habanero's around the 350 on the highest end, 350,000. This goes up to a million.
Hmm. I could tell you, I'm just smelling this, and it's watering me up a little bit.
Yeah.
Just this, that it's in the room. Hmm. And it's been activated because you've been, you know, moving it and chewing it. What's that? I can't understand you.
My tongue will stop burning.
Wow.
That's powerful.
Mm. Yeah, that stuff is, that's just pain, pure pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm. There's no real reason to eat those other than for agony.
Yeah.
Like, there's no taste. Is there any place you can go on the planet? Like, is it Mexico? Is there a country you can go to where they have these wings and they're fine with it?
I don't know too many places that do them as hot as that. I'm sure some place out there, but those are hot.
Animal milk.
What's on the last one? The last
ones are called Suicide.
So
I'll tell you a quick story real quick. I used to try to make the hottest sauce ever, and people would come in and they would eat them, and they would talk crap to me, like, this is nothing, this is nothing. And then just one day I was like, you know what?
Sick of people. Scientific
talking.
On you,
you
now.
Wanna, you want to talk? No problem. Here we go. I made this sauce, and I started off with 10 wings on the plate, then I had to go to 7, then we had to drop to 5. And to my knowledge, most people just eat one and they give up after one, and that's about it. So some have passed that, but not many.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Has anyone ever gone to the hospital for eating hot wings too hot?
I've had to call the ambulance a couple times.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For these?
Yeah.
Just for eating, not for like in the eyeball.
Just for like one bite.
That probably would have been good information for us to get before.
I had one girl looking for her boyfriend.
In hindsight, we should have asked... Has anyone died eating?
AJ, there's 2 minutes left in the segment. Do you feel lucky?
Don't
he still
do
can't
it.
Even talk.
Don't do it.
He can't even talk. He's shaking his head.
Yeah, don't do it.
Come on, Jay drove all the way in. He made these. He unretired this just for you.
Comedian Jimmy Cash, do you want to try any of these wings?
Ah, man, I mean...
Come on, Jimmy, let's go. You're on the air.
I'll try. I'm not eating the one that looks like Satan. I'll it's too early.
I got Reese's peanut butter wings over here.
I'll try one.
Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, the ones that are the hottest, the suicide wings, it looks like either the devil or someone's heart was ripped out.
You're right.
The devil's blood.
The devil's blood. That would be a good name for those wings. Devil's blood.
How about just stay away?
Wow.
Stay away is good.
Stay away is good.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what, you got to 5 pretty confidently, and then it was just way too much.
Yep. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and you never hit 6. You got to 5.
Yep.
No, he doesn't even want to touch them.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Can't believe that.
I know.
That's intense.
I was scared for you for about 3 minutes.
I was so scared.
Like, you looked like you were going to go down. I thought, oh, this could be an ambulance trip.
He's put down almost a half gallon of milk already.
Plus celery.
What if you just, like, use your fingertip and wipe the sauce from the other wing?
Just
a dab taste.
And then right on your tongue. Won't do it.
I think that's a good move not to do it. All right, so back to the wings here.
Yeah.
We did Stunt or Stupid at 7:30, and you went through 5 of the 6 levels of hot wings.
Yeah, and I'm a hot food person, you know. So like, I'm like, all right, I'm proud. I got as far as I did, but there's no way in hell I was going to be able to hit 6.
Yeah, Jay from Dewdrop brought in these 6 different levels of heat.
Yep.
In his wings. The one that you didn't get to. That one looks like it can kill you.
It looks like the devil himself.
Yeah.
It's the same color as what you've seen the devil looking like in all the movies, in all the cartoons. It is devil death red.
I mean, on a platter of hot wings that are meant to be hot, it stands out.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. This one, like the Chernobyl of wings.
What is in that?
So that is a mixture of a lot of things, but it has the ghost peppers and the Reapers combination as its base before we add some other things into it.
Like what, gasoline?
Pretty much.
You can other things. So it's like a secret recipe.
If we drop
I can't say everything.
If we drop these on Russia right now, they'd give up that whole Ukraine thing.
So Oppenheimer way.
Basically, Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah,
that's great. That's what it should be called. Right. The Oppenheimer.
The Oppenwinger.
Yeah. And you said you used to have this on the menu. You had to retire it.
Correct.
It was so hot.
Just people getting sick, you know, calling the ambulance a couple of times.
People
literally
get
sick on the table while they're eating one bite.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah. Bathrooms just like destroyed. And you just got to the point where like, okay, enough is enough.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Yeah.
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 I mean, the thing I like about these wings is they're hot, like, but they're also tasty. Like, I'll deal with the heat if something's really, really tasty.
Right.
Like when you get to the point where, like, it's just like the second your tongue touches this, everything goes numb, that ain't worth it.
Right.
Or just burns. Yeah. I like flavor also.
I mean, I watched your brain shut off for about 5 minutes. You couldn't talk.
When was it on?
He was at least able to articulate. He had words coming out. That all stopped for a while.
I actually have a headache right over here. This part of my head.
I still wouldn't touch your face.
Yeah, no. I used a wet nap.
All right.
Ruth threw me a wet nap. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to wash my hands.
Oh, yeah. I made that mistake in Mexico.
Yeah.
I had a pepper. Like, I was looking for chili, and I couldn't find chili in Mexico. Because I guess that's an American thing.
Just like a little bowl of chili?
Yeah.
A little bowl of chili.
That's it.
That's like their Carvel.
So they brought me over a really hot pepper, and the guy's speaking Spanish, and then, you know, there's a guy translating it, basically saying, be careful with this.
That was the local gringo part.
Right. Right. And I had some. Super, super hot. Didn't wash my hands. I went to bed. I woke up. I rubbed my eyes in the morning.
Oh, no.
And then it all came back to me.
Did you hear the fire alarms in the cartoon?
All of that was happening.
Yep.
Wow. But all of that translation thing was coming back in a drunken, hungover haze. Like, oh, yeah, I was warned.
Right. Remember that part I said, mire, estúpido? That part.
Wow.
Yeah, we would never serve those without highly recommending people not to eat them.
I would not
do
staff
it. Always say, like, don't do it. We're letting you know this is what it's going to happen. And, you know, some people didn't want to listen, so they paid for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll make them sign a waiver. Like, if you die, I'm out.
Yeah, there are places that do that.
Make you sign a waiver?
There are. Yeah.
Yeah. There's that one wing challenge place somewhere in the United States where you have to sign this release form saying if you drop dead, they're not responsible. And it's only one wing you have to eat.
What's your number one seller at Dewdrop?
My number one seller is the bacon, butter bacon parm garlic.
Wow. Oh,
still on number one seller.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that.
Yeah.
Oh, garlic parmesan wings are the best.
You know, when we go there, we'll order, you know, five or six different flavors.
Yeah.
that's what you have to do there.
That's the one that once I have one of those, I'm like, do I want to try these other ones?
Right, because I just
it's so good.
I hit Nirvana. Why do I want to go?
Right.
Go
Why
down?
Do I want to try anything else now? I want to fill myself with this.
Right. Yeah.
And then how many different wings do you have on the menu?
Right now, I'm adding some actually in a couple months, but right now 126.
Damn.
Wow. How do you keep all of the ingredients and stuff for 126 different flavors?
We go through so much. We're making sauces and all that every single day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
So it's just constantly being rotated. It's always fresh, you know, so moves through really fast.
Wow. That's a lot of different wings.
I tell you something, man. This wing could kill cancer.
Yeah?
Yeah. Have some of this.
The cancer killer.
Yeah. Oh, whew. I'm just starting to get normal now. And that was how long ago I had that wing.
Why don't you just lick your finger, rub it on the suicide wing, and then just dab it on your
tongue? Well, then I'll ruin the wing for somebody else. I don't
no one's
going to
eat it.
No one's touching it.
Trust me. If I put this out in the kitchen right now, someone will eat it.
That would be the worst thing we could do. Because hey, it'd be someone bird? Nice like Maria. Yeah. You don't want to try it? It seems like a waste.
I'm not going to eat the wing.
Not going to eat the wing. No, you lick your finger.
Right.
And then you rub it along the side of the wing.
Well, there's a little spot of sauce that spilled over here.
All right. Okay, and you're just going to dab it on your tongue.
Uh-oh.
The moment it kicked in.
Ew. It tastes me.
That's you know, funny. He was just getting back.
Yeah,
he's just starting to feel better. It's like, hey, Jay, why don't you try one more?
Sneezing.
Maybe sneeze. Oh.
Now, keep in mind, this was a drop.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine taking a bite of that?
It's continuing. Hey. Ring, toilet, mute, milk.
Yeah, there we go. What's the most amount of wings people have eaten there? How many wings do you think you could eat, AJ?
My record is 78.
78.
78.
Was that in like an hour?
Throughout the course of, about the course of an hour there. But I was during a football game.
Oh, my God.
I just kept eating. I ended up just counting the bones at the end with 78. There was a big, big tray. I just kept eating them. Yeah, wow. 78.
That's 78. A lot.
78. But they ate a little. Not these sizes.
They have to They're be
talking,
the
talking
ones.
A little
but
ones.
The size of these guys right here.
The little ones, yeah.
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 That's a lot.
The larger size one, I went against McGill at the Wing Bowl we had, and I ate 43.
That's a lot.
That's a
yeah,
lot
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm good at wing eating, you know. Not during speed time, but what was it, 10 minutes? I ate 43 wings. So.
Wow.
Damn.
Oh, man, I'm still tasting that thing.
How many wings do you make over a dewdrop on a weekend? Do you know?
Oh, thousands.
Thousands.
Thousands. In a day.
What do you do with the rest of the bird?
Really?
In a day. Yeah, we probably go through pound-wise, you know, like tons, to be honest with you. So, it's a lot.
How about Super Bowl?
Super Bowl is the most exciting part of the year at first for, like, it takes months to prep, you know, so for the first 2 months, you're like, yeah, Super Bowl's coming. We're gonna crank out this and that. And then Super Bowl, and you just hate it because it's so much work.
You barely feel your feet on the floor.
Like most places who sell really a lot, it's 2-3 days straight of no sleep. You know, you're working through into the night, straight through. By the time you're done, I close the next day because we're all beat up. Our ankles and backs are pain. We cook. I don't know how many tons of wings, you know what I mean?
Tons. So
It's a lot. You stop counting. It's a good problem to have, but we stop counting after a certain point because it's like, why bother?
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do?
What difference does it make?
Yeah, I order by the pallets for Super Bowl, you know, and we just get pallets shipped to us.
Wow.
Never any left over?
Man. That little...
No, not really. I mean, we get some, but we prepare for the worst, you know, so we got to have a little bit left over, but... orders are in so ahead of time. We bring pretty much what we need with a little bit extra just in case for.
And then does it get slow after that? Like people are winged out?
Believe it or not, no.
Like Monday, and they're back at it.
So we're closed on the Monday right after Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But that Tuesday, Wednesday, it's back normal to business.
Normal
back
business.
To normal.
Wow. Yeah.
We love our wings.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
That little dip that I did, I still feel it.
That's like, from the suicide.
Yeah. Just the spot that I touched on my tongue hurts.
I'm glad you didn't eat a whole wing.
I'm so glad I needed the ghostly habaneros was it. That was my Waterloo done. Yep.
Right.
That was done.
Well, Jay, thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah,
appreciate
man, great
it.
Job.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm glad you could still speak.
Yeah, I'm gonna call you later from my bathroom.